Today's edition of CNN 10 begins by explaining why a dinner gathering in North Korea is making news headlines around the world. There's a lot that's unknown about the nation situated between China and South Korea. For decades, its secretive communist government has completely controlled the media, the economy, the nation's industry. And experts say that since he took power in 2011, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has kept himself pretty closed off as well, rarely meeting with people who aren't from North Korea. That's why this dinner we're telling you about is so significant. A high-ranking group from South Korea's government, including its national security leader and its national intelligence leader, traveled to North Korea's capital for talks with Kim Jong-un. This is thought to be his first face-to-face meeting with South Korean officials, and it's part of a series of friendlier interactions between North and South Korea since officials from the two sides began talking again in advance of the Winter Olympics. It's also a major contrast to what happened last year when North Korea conducted weapons tests that the international community considers illegal, and threats were exchanged between North Korea and the U.S., an ally of South Korea. But America and South Korea say their priority is getting the North to give up its nuclear weapons program. And while some experts are encouraged by the talks on the Korean Peninsula, others are doubtful about whether they'll lead to any lasting peace. So they're being watched very closely worldwide.